it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this, our first official episode of New Horizons for 2019. I'm Vaughan Bennison, thanks for your company. This week, we talk about the Blind Citizens Australia National Women's Branch. We've featured the branch on New Horizons a number of times over the last few years. We speak today with Janine Sidhu, the president of the National Women's Branch. Janine, welcome back to New Horizons.
Thank you, Vaughan. Good to be here.
And congratulations on being part of our first official New Horizons for 2019. We're here to talk about the National Women's Branch and specifically the Diana Braun Aspirations Award. Why don't you tell us about the award?
The award is presented every 2 years by our women's branch to an Australian woman who has demonstrated outstanding qualities, making her a positive role model for women in Australia. It's named after Diana Braun, who was a Sydney woman, or is a Sydney woman, and people who nominate someone for the award must be a National Women's Branch member, and also the person who seconds must be a National Women's Branch member. So it's a chance for women in our branch to pass on their respect to a woman who is doing good things.
And there have been quite a number of women in the past who have won the award. Let's talk about some of those people. How long has it been going, first of all?
The award was first presented in 2003. And so we've had quite a few women respected in that time. The first recipient was Karen Knight from Queensland. And a lot of people will know Karen as a Vision Australia manager, and also Karen was the president of Blind Citizens Australia at one time.
She was too, for quite some years, I believe.
Yes, that's right. We had the late Pat Stillman, also from Queensland, in 2005. Then 2007, Joan Hickman, some will know her as Joan Nish from New South Wales. In 2009, we had from Victoria, Christine Simpson, who is very well known as well. And Christine was former Women's Branch president and also editor of Aspirations for quite a long time. 2011, we had Erica Webb from Western Australia, and in 2013, we also had Jenny Dawson from Western Australia, another former Women's Branch president. And 2015, we had Laurie Grosvenor from New South Wales. And in 2017, we had Giselle Minaj from New South Wales.
So quite a number of women there who have won the Aspirations Award. What sort of things have people won the award for?
For their activities that they have done in certain areas of their lives. It may be in their careers, in their activities that they've taken on for volunteer work, a lot of them for community participation and entrepreneurial activities that they may have been involved in, and also what they've done in BCA and mostly for the women's branch as well. But they've just been fantastic role models for women in our country.
Let's talk about the nominations process itself. You're seeking nominations now. By when are they due?
The nominations are due by Thursday the 28th of February, 5 p.m, and they will need to be in writing, and I can give details about where to send them. Shall I do that now?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay, email to nwb@bca.org.au. That's nwb@bca.org.au. Or they can mail them in print or in braille to me at 10 Gladstone, G-L-A-D-S-T-O-N-E Street, QKEW, Victoria 3101. We would like the nominations to be between 250 to 300 words, and addressing the points that I made earlier, paid work undertaken, volunteer activities, community participation, entrepreneurial accomplishments, and any other points that the nominator would like to mention in their nomination to give weight to it, and it will be considered by the committee of the National Women's Branch, who will make the final decision, and the award will be presented at the convention in March, or it may be in April. Late March, early April, depending when it's programmed.
And now, the nomination must be seconded. Does the nominee need to provide a seconder, or will you organise for that to happen?
The nominee does need to provide a seconder. However, if anyone's having any problems, they can contact me by email on that email address, or by contacting the BCA office and asking for me, Janine, from the Women's Branch, to give them a call back. I'm happy to help people with nominations, especially if they haven't got a computer, and we can take it from there.
Now, the Women's Branch had a bumper year last year. What's happening this year?
We will be doing more of the same. We will be continuing our Women Talks every 2 months, I think, and we hope to present a workshop at the convention. That's yet to be determined, but we do hope to present something for everyone who's there. We may be looking for another committee member, as we had a resignation late last year. We haven't got anyone from Western Australia, or if anyone from Western Australia is listening to this, a woman from Western Australia who needs to be a BCA member. But we may be able to take on another committee member. So we'd love probably some new people to be involved, because I'm not sure that everyone who will is currently on the committee will be going on past November.
Which is when the AGM is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Roughly how many members are there in the BCA Women's Branch?
There's about 230-ish. So there's quite a few from all over Australia. And we do try to keep in touch by our Aspirations magazine, which we will be having our Aspirations magazine out, but I'm not quite sure when at this stage. The summer edition probably won't be quite a summer edition, but we do welcome contributions to that. And I also get messages from time to time from members and give them a ring. And we also have two branch members, two other committee members who keep in touch with women as well. So there's a great opportunity to keep in touch with us and have your say.
Now, my understanding is that whilst you don't have to be female to be a member of the Women's Branch, if you wanted to take up that position on the Women's Branch Committee, you must be a woman. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Vaughan, yes.
So if you're interested in being a part of an up-and-coming branch of Blind Citizens Australia, one that's had a proud history across the years, Janine, with cookbooks and all sorts of reading material being made available as fundraising efforts and also to improve things for blind and vision-impaired women and men too, may I say, across the country, then get in touch with the National Women's Branch and put your name forward. What are some of the plans for the Women Talk conferences over the next year or so?
We are going to look at a summer safety one, which will be probably the first one in the year in February. We're also looking at some of the psychological aspects of being blind or vision impaired from a woman's point of view. And that's all we've got planned at present, but we will be having more. And if anyone's got a topic that they would like us to have a teleconference on, we're more than happy to get all those suggestions and take them on board.
And just the usual email contact, nwb@bca.org.au, I imagine.
Yes, that's correct. And if anyone from our branch would like to lead one of the teleconferences, we can have that too. The only stipulation is that we have at least one committee member on the link, but usually we have quite a few more. But if anyone has something that they'd like to offer our branch members, please, please get in contact.
Janine, once again, it's been great to talk to you, and do let us know what's happening with the Women Talk conferences, because I know that a lot of BCA members are really very interested in attending those.
And thank you for giving me the opportunity to let people know about them.
Janine Sadu there, the president of the National Women's Branch of Blind Citizens Australia. If you want to get a nomination in for somebody for the Diana Braun Aspirations Award, you can contact nwb@bca.org.au, nwb@bca.org.au. Further, if you'd like to find out about the Women Talk teleconferences, you can contact that email address, or you can ring Blind Citizens Australia's head office on 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, and someone will be sure to give you updated information about when you can join those talks and what they will be about. Blind Citizens Australia relies heavily on donations from the community. If you'd like to donate to BCA, have a look at the BCA website, bca.org.au. There's a myriad of ways in which you can donate to assist the good work that Blind Citizens Australia does for all blind and vision impaired people in Australia, not just Blind Citizens Australia members, but BCA works on behalf of blind and vision impaired people across the country. And across the country is where you can hear New Horizons on RPH network stations across the country, as well as other radio stations. If you know of a radio station that ought to take New Horizons and doesn't, by all means, get in touch with them and have them get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, and we'll facilitate their access to the program. It's not difficult. Just have them contact 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, and they can leave a message, and I'll get back to them and talk about how we can get New Horizons happening on your local station. Otherwise, of course, you can download the podcast. You can go to blindcitizens.podbean.com and download the podcast from there. If you have a Victor Reader or another player that has online capability, then you may well find it in your podcast search feature. Just look for Blind Citizens Australia and you'll be sure to find it there. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company for the last 15 minutes or so. Don't forget that New Horizons is published each and every week on behalf of Blind Citizens Australia. I'll be back again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.